This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16.9 has been covering the digital signage industry for more than 11 years, first online and now as a podcast. We cover what's new and interesting, and we filter out all the BS. This podcast gives listeners a chance to hear, at length, from people and companies who are making a real mark in the industry, with new ideas or just old-fashioned hard work and smarts. You can listen to episodes online, get it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to pull down the RSS feed. I know a lot of our listeners fire up episodes while they're stuck in traffic or taking the dog for a walk. We now have a companion podcast called Projects, hosted by my longtime industry friend Michael Tutton. That show is all about digging deep on the creative and tech behind landmark projects. You can find that at dsprojects.podbean.com. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. If you spend any time clicking around the internet, you're very quickly going to bump into a website that's using a slider, a piece of browser functionality that shifts text, images, and video in and out of a web page. The most heavily used slider out there is called Revolution Slider, and it comes from a German company called Theme Punch. That little coding shop has spun off a new company and product called SmartContent.tv. The company's digital signage platform is built directly off Revolution, and it's been licensed some 4 million times for WordPress websites. It's allowing everyone from expert WordPress developers to total newbies to build and launch an animated digital signage show for very little money. Smart Content just came out of beta and is now marketing a solution that runs on $60 Amazon Fire Sticks and costs about $15 a month to use. In this episode, I have a chat with David Douglas Beveridge, co-founder of Smart Content, to talk about the roots of the product, how it's used, and where it's going. David, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with me. First thing I think would be useful is just to give me a rundown on what Smart Content is all about, when you got started, and essentially what you do.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank you for having me, David, and appreciate the 16.9 website for all of its info. Very useful. Smart Content was birthed out of the frustration of not being able to find a content editor that was based on the cloud that could support HTML5 layered images and text and animations. And I was working with the development team in Theme Punch in Germany, so themepunch.com, and they're the developers of the Revolution Slider on WordPress. And it's used in 4 million websites currently, and has capabilities where it can support HTML5 video with layered text and is incredibly user-friendly and was a proven concept. And we thought, hey, why don't we try and get this onto some devices and use it for digital signage? And Smart Content was birthed out of that, really.
So just because a lot of people, certainly everybody uses WordPress websites, but not a lot of people, relatively speaking, are WordPress operators. Can you explain what a slider is for the many people who probably have no idea what you just said?
Sure. Yeah. So the Revolution Slider is the kind of the top bit of content that sits at the top of a website where you might display a video with some text and a click action on top, or you might want to display several different images kind of sliding left to right. So the Revolution Slider provided a piece of software that was responsive that would work on mobile and tablets and on the web, where you could easily edit this area without having any kind of development team to kind of back you up. It gave you a platform where anyone that didn't have any coding background could go in and create visually stunning websites. So yeah, that's essentially the tool and the software that we're using in Smart Content as well.
Right. So it's a plugin that you would add to the WordPress CMS, and it's much more than simple carousel functionality where play this image, slide it left and show the next image, slide it left and show the next image. You can have text flying in, you can have transitions, you can do a pretty rich multimedia presentation, can you not?
That's right, yeah. So it's effectively a blank canvas where you can drag and drop elements, whether they be transparent PNGs or HTML5 video or text fonts, so from the Google font library, that you can then actually proactively animate with our presets. So it's incredibly versatile and allows you to create some pretty stunning visuals very quickly.
Right.
And without having to spend a lot of money on designers and developers.
You mentioned your frustration. Was this your frustration as you were already working with ThemePunch, or was this, what were you doing that kind of led you to this point? Did you have a client that wanted a digital signage platform, or?
So obviously, with a user base of 4 million users, there had been kind of some kind of rumblings of people saying, "Hey, you should do this for digital signage, and how do I get this on my TV, and how do I publish something full screen?" So there were some inquiries. A guy, a good friend of mine at ScreenCloud, yep. Mark McDermott, yep. was actually looking for a solution at the time as well for WordPress specifically, and had actually attempted to kind of see if there was any feelers out there for people that were looking for the crossover. And it was actually at a time where I'd already started looking for a solution for digital signage as well. So we were thinking of going down a hardware route and developing it on Windows and different platforms. And the kind of journey played out that Mark was busy with his development team, so we couldn't work together because he was developing something at the same time that we all wanted to develop something. And we kind of went full circle and ended up on the Amazon Fire devices, and have been looking at Chrome OS devices as well, and looking at how we can get our content editor onto those devices and accessible. So yeah, there was a number of people that were kind of looking for the solution, but yeah, we plowed on and tried to kind of solve it.
So was you already had a company doing other work, or was Smart Content doing other things? Or when you say we, was this the royal we with you and decided, okay, I'm going to do this now?
So the guys in ThemePunch, I was working as a business developer there, so business development guy.
Oh, okay.
And essentially we were looking for new avenues for that product. Exploring the digital signage side of things led me to a number of different kind of avenues that we could possibly explore. Essentially what we have is we have the software. We were just looking for the right device that was powerful enough to actually power that software. So we were looking at a number of different smart TVs, but inherently they were underpowered processor-wise for actually what we wanted to deliver. We wanted to deliver more than just kind of text on images and images sliding from left to right. We wanted to try and deliver the full suite, which, you know, we were kind of looking for the device that was going to be powerful enough. And last April, Amazon actually released the Fire Stick with the same processing capabilities as the Firebox. And actually, that was enough to power probably about 75% of the features that the Rev Slider currently can kind of offer. So as technology develops and becomes more powerful, we'll be able to roll out those additional features. So the great thing about that is that actually we've already developed kind of the next 2-3 years worth of features that we can roll out into digital signage.
So Smart Content is a spin-off of ThemePunch then?
It is indeed. It's okay. A new vertical. Yeah.
Okay. And ThemePunch is based in Cologne?
That's correct. Yep.
How large a company is that?
So there's around about 10 people working there, including their support team. So a team of 4 core developers that have developed the product over the last 4 years and have successfully sold over 200,000 paid licenses of the Revolution Slider. However, it does feature in 4 million websites, as it does get packaged up into a number of different WordPress themes.
Right. Yeah, I'm a hardcore WordPress user, so I've probably got 2 or 3 themes that I paid for that shipped with that in it.
Perfect.
So quite familiar with it. You can indeed do a lot with it.
Yeah, that's right. And what we're hoping is actually that the WordPress market will kind of see a need for digital signage, and as these screens get thinner and cheaper, they'll be able to actually port over the work that they've already done on their Revolution Slider, perhaps into Smart Content, and be able to reuse the work that they've already developed. Hmm.
So the slider is the presentation layer. It's doing all the whiz bang stuff, stuff flying into the screen and everything else. But that's only one element of what a digital signage content management system should be doing. I assume that what you have done, working with the Theme Punch guys, is introduce things like scheduling, other elements that are pretty important to running a network. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yeah. So obviously having the content editor, like you say, is one thing, but actually we were moving away from a WordPress platform in the sense that we wanted to be able to offer people the complex bit, which you usually do when you're setting up a website of setting up hosting and a domain and the rest of it. Now, what we do is we offer cloud hosting as part of our package. And we give people a license key on a subscription basis, which they can then put into whether it be the Amazon Fire application or which is going to be coming the Google Chrome application. And what they can do is they can then access all of their screens that they've developed online. So we spent a lot of time actually developing that staging area, as it were, where people can access their screens from anywhere on the cloud, as well as being able to assign specific screens to a license, which you can give an alias. So you can give your license key an alias name, whether it be, front room, foyer, dentist waiting room. It goes across every market sector, but you can name the licenses so that they're identifiable. And you can then also, like I say, assign specific screens to a specific device, as well as a scheduler, which is in development at the moment. We are going to be able to time schedule the slides, and we've also put in there the ability to be able to refresh the content so that you can do contextual marketing and be able to update your screens from a remote location, which is appealing to kind of big corporate companies. You can also set up a quite a attractive intranet, and there's a number of different applications that you can apply to smart content.
So when you say update content from a remote location, you mean that a local manager would be able to go into a browser or something and update a particular device?
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. So currently, like I say, we've rolled out on the Amazon Fire platform. So any screen that has an HDMI input and one of those devices connected can then actually become a fully connected device to the CMS. So you will then have control over that device once it's been set up and the app's been installed. You can set an auto refresh. So that might be that you're doing a price change in your shop, or you're pushing out a new message, or you're promoting the employee of the month in one of your stores. It also works fantastically well with translations and not having to do multiple video edits. And also, if there's date updates as well, or pricing updates, like I say, that it's incredibly easy to then just log on, edit the text, and then republish. So potentially could be saving a lot of money on print campaigns and putting you into kind of the realms of being able to do contextual marketing as you go on the fly.
Because the slider is HTML5 based, it can hit and query and show real-time data.
So this is something that we're looking at as well. So we're going to be doing real-time data feeds. It's not something that we offer right now, but it is something that's on the agenda.
So it's just hitting a data table that has to be repopulated manually, but ultimately it'll be automated.
It could well be automated down the line, yeah. So we're looking at making smart content smarter. Obviously, that's something that we're interested in. So to be able to connect into, a database for an estate agent where it can update the houses and the prices automatically, and then they can display that on a 50-inch television in their estate agents, is something that we would love to be able to offer. It's not something that we offer at the moment. It is very much UGC, user-generated content, where you're manually putting in the content and having full control over it there. But there are the options, especially as we move into the Google Chrome offering, where we will be able to have data feeds and dynamic data fed into the slides.
What about device management? I know if you're moving to Google Chrome OS, then you have the opportunity to use their device management module, $2 a month, and you have a degree of device management available to you. Do you have anything right now for the Fire Stick? So if there's a problem in the field, you know it first of all, and second, you can do something about it.
We're actually in talks with Google and working with their development team to see how we could possibly work together and push out smart content into Google OS. So it's again not something that we've rolled out just yet. We actually officially launched our app around about up 2 months ago. So we're still in our infancy, but all of these things are very much on the agenda for the next step beyond Amazon Fire, and they're very much in motion. So we would love to integrate with Google in that regard and be able to identify what devices are working, which ones are outputting, and the rest of it. And we have those on the agenda.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
So what happens right now if you're using a Fire Stick and let's say a network of hair salons through the southwest of England have these, and they're in 20 salons, and there's the head office is putting these things into all their salons. How do they know if there's a problem in the field, or do they just flat don't, and it's incumbent on the local manager to do something about it, to reboot them or unplug them and put them back in?
So what we found with some of our clients is that actually they're using it to communicate with their local managers. Now, what they're finding is that they're emailing their local managers with information, and then that information is then being passed on via email to the subordinates and the rest of the staff. But that information isn't always being digested or read within depth. So actually, we have clients that are using the screens to publish this information to a device which is kind of, I wouldn't say forced upon you, but in a highly visible place where actually you will take notice of it. It does rely on the managers to still have that interaction and check that the content is there. But we will be looking, like I say, to see if the content is outputting correctly. We have some analytics and business intelligence on our side to see what screens are outputting in which location. But it's not something that's made available at the moment to our customers. But we may well be looking at giving them some kind of an analytics feedback down the line.
Right. So at this point, it's, and you know, you said you're in your infancy, it's really a small business application. It's not something that an enterprise could really scale out with because you don't have some of those features yet.
Not without the use of other applications, like by the likes of KeyOware and some of the other applications. We can work in tandem. Now, first and foremost, we are more specifically focused on the content creation side of things and making that accessible for people, making digital signage accessible for small businesses at an incredibly cheap price, with the Amazon Fire Stick only being £40 in the UK. And 1 month subscription of smart content being $9.99, you can get a fully working digital signage application up and running in your store for £50, which is pretty good going, and have full control over it. Mm-hmm. So as far as being able to communicate with small businesses, it works very well. We are working with some of the larger corporations as well, and they're finding that it's actually a useful tool for them. And we will be working very hard to to make sure that it's at an enterprise level in the future, and actually all ears for those kind of clients as to what people require and need. Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little bit like the Fire Stick or the Amazon products are an interim step, and in that ultimately you'd want to go to Chrome devices and possibly onto smart TVs, which I agree in their early years were not very powerful, but certainly the 2017 generation of them, the Samsungs and LGs and Philips and others, are pretty smoking fast now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have an Android application. We just haven't put it out to the market yet, purely because it would fall over on the older generation TVs. We're waiting for that wave to kind of catch up. Unfortunately, the majority of the market don't have a brand new TV, and don't know quite what the stats are for people who are upgrading their TV. I'm sure someone that's listening in could probably tell me how frequently people upgrade their TV. But we're holding off on the roll out of the Android application for smart TVs at the moment, just because we want to provide a good service that works solidly. You're completely right in saying that the Amazon Fire is very much kind of a more, you could say, B2C offering, in the sense that it's cheap and kind of plug and play. But like you say, we are working with Google to provide an enterprise level application for Google OS, and we're in very early talks right with those guys at the moment as to how that might work. So it's an exciting time for us.
So the goal would be to put this on a Chrome bit for $89 US.
Absolutely. That's it.
Is what, £60 or something?
Yeah, that's it. And we have that application in development as we speak, and hopefully we'll be testing in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Chrome bit in my office and been running it for a year and a half, and it seems very happy. It hasn't melted or anything else. And I know that Coca-Cola is rolling out like in 4 or 5 figure numbers with Chrome bits in supermarkets and other locations. They've tested it and they're happy with it.
Yeah, that's right. And Google, I was over in Munich not so long ago for a seminar on digital signage, and Google have got some exciting things that are going to be rolling out. They're making Chrome a lot more secure and a lot more accessible to kiosk applications. So there's going to be a real big push on that side of things, which we don't really want to not be part of. So we're doing everything we can, I think, like everyone, to kind of keep up with the ever-changing market and offer something that is usable and accessible.
Mm-hmm. With the slider, we talked about animations and things like that. Does it support full video?
So it supports full video backgrounds. Because the Amazon Fire Stick is classed as a mobile device, it doesn't support audio, but I don't think that's a huge issue for digital signage. However, there have been some requests where people are actually wanting to use smart content to actually make their own kind of custom video players as well, and be able to kind of show training videos and things like this. So we are looking at a solution where you can add HTML5 video layers, which will play audio as well. I don't think it's as much of a problem on Google Chrome OS, because it's effectively running a web browser. But it does support a full video. Yes, that's correct.
But as a background, so is it a dimmed out animated GIF kind of background, or is it it's a full video?
It's full HTML HTML5 video, and not only that, but you can also add layered images or text or animated text on top of that. And there are some examples on our website where you can kind of see that in action.
Okay. Is your user base in many respects agencies, people who already work with WordPress, who are very happy to have a tool that they're already familiar with to use for screens in the way that they already use them for desktops, for tablets, for mobile?
Yeah, I definitely say that, our user base is trying to cater for as broad a user base as what the 4 million users are that use the Rev slider. We recognize that the Revolution slider is used in some enterprise websites and for high profile, high flying companies, but it's also used for the smallest SMEs or for personal websites and individual websites. And what we wanted to do was provide a product that would allow people to use digital signage in any marketplace, no matter how big or small they were. They could get set up and start using the screens in their homes to actually convey messages or display content that they wanted to display. We are looking for content creators because we are a content kind of software. So obviously the prettier the content and the more kind of innovative and flashy, the better it is for us. So we're looking at digital agencies to perhaps become resellers of the product that they could sell into their current clients. But we're also looking for those individuals as well that might just have, you know, the one salon or the one kind of burger shop where they can actually put up their prices and make their business look to be presented very well.
Right. I follow my analytics on 69, see what people are reading. And WordPress being used as a digital signage CMS is always a very, very busy post. You said something interesting earlier that WordPress on its own, trying to be a CMS for digital signage, doesn't really cut it, or at least that's the impression I thought you said. Is that what you guys kind of concluded?
It was more that we wanted to be able to scale the business and doing it through WordPress wasn't, it didn't allow us to scale away from WordPress at that point. We wanted to be able to develop a software where people could have their own cloud storage that was secure. And inherently, WordPress has been kind of prone to security issues and things like that. And we didn't want it to be that people's data were becoming compromised as much as humanly possible. You know, it's never 100% sure, but we wanted to be as close to that as possible. We've developed the website on WordPress. We're avid, advocates of WordPress. And the Revolution Slider and the smartcontent.tv website is completely built in the Revolution Slider software. But we wanted to move people's content away from that. We wanted it to be secure and safe.
Right.
And that was purely the reason why we did that.
Because every plugin that you add to a WordPress theme is a potential exploit, right?
That's right. Yeah, there's always backdoors that can get exploited, and we didn't want our customers to be the ones that were having to do the system management. So we look after all of the updates. We make sure that our RevSlider is the latest version. It means that you're not going to install any malware and expose all of your slides or potentially get hacked and have your screen suddenly showing content that you didn't want to display in the first place, which would really not look good for anyone. So the way that we've approached it, I believe, is the best way and the safest way. And that's why we did it.
Okay. Now, on the flip side, if you have people who are quite comfortable using Revolution Slider, have used it for websites for months or years, what's the argument against not just using Revolution Slider and the HTML off of that and putting it on a smart TV or something as opposed to using your platform?
So the smart content platform allows you to obviously access all of these signs via the app very easily. It makes it incredibly accessible. More often than not, when you're using the Revolution Slider to display full screen websites, which is completely, you know, it's a feasible option if you have the tech savvy know-how. A lot of people don't have that. Mm-hmm. But what you often find is that actually that then means that would take up all of the processing power and time of your MacBook Pro, for example, connected to an HDMI input. It's not a simple process of actually being able to get this content onto the screens and have it run consistently without fault or without kind of, you know, a pop-up error or the device going to sleep. The application also allows you to flip the screen into portrait mode very easily, and the content that you've created actually responds to that command. And effectively, you will still need to be paying for your hosting of that content as well. So you know, you might have it on your own hosting environment and output a URL and put it into a Google Chrome device. That's absolutely fine. You know, we're not stopping anyone from doing that. But what we are actually doing is we're providing a service for £10 a month where you get all of your hosting. You get access to a free application, which will allow you to access that digital signage content. And a service which actually is going to be supported and growing over time, which, you know, we're looking to kind of make a full service, offering for our clients. So there's a number of pros that you get with actually having a smart content license.
Right. So some master of the universe WordPress developer guy would be just bent and determined to say, you know, I don't need that. I can do this myself. But for the vast majority of people, this just makes it so much easier and at a nominal cost.
That's right. Yeah. And we feel that, you know, it's a no kind of obligation subscription. You do it month on month. You get a free 2-week trial, 14 days where you can test it out and see if it works for you. And we're not trying to kind of stop people who know what they're doing from doing what they do. We're actually trying to help the people who don't know how to do digital signage get some good content on their screens and make redundant screens do something for them. So that's what we set out to do.
Okay. So you've just really emerged out of alpha and beta. What does the next year look like for you guys?
So the next year for us is we're going to be rolling out, like I say, on different platforms, particularly Google, with Google Chrome OS as an enterprise offering. We will be looking at the things that we touched upon with device management and scheduling, and these things are all in the pipeline at the moment. Now, obviously, I said how big the team was. We'll also be looking at scaling the team. We have a support team on standby, and we're just looking at actually how we're going to roll it out and be able to serve those customers and get back to their queries as quickly as possible. We're going to be rolling out a tutorial website with detailed instructions as to how to fully use all of the features on smartcontent.tv, and that will be rolled out as well. So we've got a lot on our plates for the following year, and yeah, we're excited about who's going to be using it and what they're going to be using it for, and looking forward to the feedback so we can only make our product better. So yeah, we're going to be reactive.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time with me.
Thank you, David.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 16.9 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.